My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning. Why am I got an echo. All right, is anybody out there hearing an echo? Getting rid of that. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. I still got an echo. And I don't know why. All right. Somebody let me know, are you hearing an echo, Steve or Katie? Do you guys hear an echo at all? Echo, I don't know. Huh. Good morning, Laura. Okay, well, I'm just going to go on with it. Maybe I'll take this off. All right, everybody can hear me okay. Good morning, Gary Older Than Dirt. No echo, Gary says. All right, so I won't have to listen to it in my headset. That's what we'll do. All right, back to the start of today's show, folks. Good morning and welcome to Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, what is today? Today's the 19th day of March 2024. Coming to you from Forest, Virginia, a very, very cold Forest, Virginia. When I got up this morning, it was 30 degrees. That's entirely too cold for this time of year, guys, that I promise you. All right, so today's headlines, we do have several stories this morning. Today's headlines is MSC resumes sailing from China, another itinerary change for the getaway, HX all-inclusive, AIDA Vita's Blue Dream conversion. American Cruise Line introduces a new class of ships in 2025. And there's part of this story, folks, that I'm really excited about. World America naming plans announced and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today is National Chocolate Caramel Day. It's also the first day of spring, although you can't tell that here. Although it's supposed to get up to 50 today, so that won't be quite so bad. But 30, yeah, that's a little nippy. It was cold in the barn here. Very cold on my bare feet. Yeah, my feet didn't like that at all this morning. I ran the heater for a while. You see, I've got a sweatshirt on just to stay warm. All right, today is National Chocolate Caramel Day. I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm not a humongous fan of caramel. I'm a fan of chocolate, so I don't mind mixing the two. But I can take it or leave. If you're listening by the podcast, sorry about the audio mix up there the first couple minutes of the show today. But if you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. Anytime you're listening to the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed, there's always a link in the description of the podcast, so you can do just that. All right, got a couple of things to go over before I get to the news today. One, that's two of my favorite ladies in the world. That's, of course, Sue from the cruise editor of the London Times, and another travel writer, Janine, two of my favorite people. They've been on this show a bunch of times. I believe they're on the Sun Princess or right now, but they're in Crete, and that doesn't look like an adult beverage. That looks like a ice cream sundae, what it looks like to me. Now, there might be some booze in it, knowing those two. But anyway, I need to get both of them back on the show, come think about it. This afternoon, I'm going to be talking to our author friend, Ivan Cox, about the cruise ship Doctor Group Cruise coming up in November on the Norwegian Epic. Keep that in mind, folks. You'll be hearing a lot about it as Nate is working on getting a webpage up for that. John's been doing some work on some other things for me. So we're going to see a lot of things going on here in the next little bit. What else did I have this morning? Did I have some other things here? I might not have loaded them. Let's go over here and check and see if I had some things and didn't load them so I can remember to do that for tomorrow. Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. I had some stuff from Michael and Donna in Bermuda that I was going to talk about today. I had quite a few things from them. We'll put that off until tomorrow. So something for you to look forward to, folks, is quite a bit from Hamilton, Bermuda, from Michael and Donna Philbus. All right. This, of course, is my friend Sylvia, my co-equal type of person with Will Power Chairs and Scoot Around, only she's a lot better at it than I am. But she's on the beach down in New Smyrna Beach in her Model C2. So don't forget, folks, that this month is the celebration from Will Power Chairs, the Will Spring Celebration, all month long. If you purchase a Model F, that's the lighter weight, the one that folds up. I think it weighs 58 pounds, can go in the trunk of a car. Or the Model C2, like Sylvia uses and like I use. It's a heavier, sturdier, much stronger chair. But if you purchase either model during the month of March, you'll receive $250 to use toward accessories for that chair. The offer is valid until March 31st. Now, if you happen to go via the website, the Scoot Around Store website, or you call them on the toll-free number, tell them code CHILLIE, C-H-I-L-L-I-E, the longest way possible. Code CHILLIE, and not only will you get a discount on the chair, you'll still get the $250 for accessories. How about that? That's through the end of March. Will Power Chairs and Scoot Around. So, the top story today, folks, comes from our friends at MSC. I actually have them in two stories today. The lead story, MSC has achieved a significant milestone by becoming the first international cruise line to resume operations in mainland China. That's a home port for MSC, the first one since the global pause of cruise operations, of course, due to the pandemic. The MSC Bellissima, set to home port in Shanghai, a special onboard event was held yesterday, attended by government officials, travel agents, media, and partners. The event celebrated the ship's maiden call and MSC Cruises' return to the Chinese market. Serving as a flagship for MSC Cruises' operation in Asia, the Meraviglia-class MSC Bellissima will homeport in Shanghai, Keelung, and Shenzhen throughout the summer of 2024. MSC Cruises also announced during the Shanghai event that the MSC Splendida would be arriving for the winter 2024 and 2025 season, homeporting in Shenzhen and Xiamen. The addition makes MSC Cruises the only international cruise line to deploy two ships in China. Currently sailing in South Africa, the MSC Splendida will enjoy the summer and fall in the Mediterranean before transitioning to Asia. Although the first to home port in China, MSC Cruises will not be the only international cruise line returning following the pandemic. A Royal Caribbean will also arrive in late April with Spectrum of the Seas. All right, congratulations to MSC. Congratulations to getting the Asia market back where it should be and back up going full steam. I'd like to do some Asia cruising one of these days. That would be nice. So I'll be back after a quick break from one of our network sponsors with several more cruise stories, including one that I'm really excited about.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, the next story, folks, we got to talk about the getaway again. What kind of headaches this ship has had. Embarkation from New York City was delayed by several hours due to mechanical issues on the previous sailing. Now, only one day into this next cruise, Norwegian Cruise Line announced the ship's itinerary has been altered due to bad weather. The itinerary originally included 4 days in Royal Navy Shipyard, the largest cruise port in Bermuda, which was supposed to begin today. Instead, cruise guests will be spending an extra day at sea and will arrive in port tomorrow at approximately 8 a.m. According to local weather reports, the region is predicted to experience thunderstorms and up to 36-mile-an-hour winds. Getaway was originally due to arrive in the port. While large cruise ships can handle high winds and rough seas with little issue at sea, the windy conditions make docking in the cruise port quite dangerous. In an effort to make up for lost time, Norwegian Cruise Line delayed the ship's scheduled departure time from 7 a.m. on March 22nd to 2 p.m. to give guests another half day to try to catch up with the amount of time that they lost in Bermuda. I rarely get to talk about Hootie Group. I like to say that word. So they rebranded in December. It's now HX, which is Hootie Gruten Expeditions. They're the global leader in expedition cruising, and they've announced plans to further enhance their onboard guest offering. As part of a phased approach, starting with Antarctica and Galapagos expeditions during October of 2024, they will be introducing an all-inclusive offering as standard across the whole fleet from November 2024 on, covering all destinations. Since rebranding last December, this product evolution is one of many new initiatives that seek to combine the renowned exploring heritage with the modern-day guest experience. The all-inclusive offering ranges from including expert-led daily expeditions, access to a whole series of science-led activities both on board and out in the wild, to alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks, and even professional photographs. These changes look to enhance the guest experience on board, part of a larger project aimed at crafting the ultimate expedition cruise experience, but importantly, simplify the product offering for trade. Alex Delamere White, the chief commercial officer, states, "Expedition cruises can be a complex product for agents to sell, given the unique destinations we visit and varying experiences by operator. We're confident that by including so many elements as standard in the price, we can simplify the life on board and enhance our trade-friendly focus. We want our guests to fully embrace being curious travelers. When they're with us, by making things as easy as possible, they can focus on exploring remote parts of the world and learning from our expert team. We believe adventure should be all-inclusive, which is why our daily expedition talks and access to the Science Center come at no extra cost, along with delicious food and beverages. For a guest booking an HX expedition, starting with Antarctica and Galapagos expeditions in October, the regular grade cabin will now include the following: daily expeditions and activities such as hikes, community visits, talks, and more, full board dining, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner with house wine and beer, wine, beer, spirits, and cocktails available across the day and evening, all day coffee, tea, and soft drinks, free Wi-Fi, gratuities, our interactive science program, Science Center, and activities both on and off the ships, access to sauna, hot tubs, fitness room, and more, professional photos from the onboard photographer, and opportunities to engage with and support local communities and environmental initiatives through the Hootie Gruten Foundation. And just to make it interesting, some take-home expedition gear and a reusable water bottle. Congratulations to HX for what they're doing to develop that portion of the travel world. Okay, the next story today, folks. After being acquired by Blue Dream Cruises earlier this year, the former AIDA Vida recently arrived in China. Another China story, folks. The 2002-built ship is now expected to enter a dry dock in Luang to undergo a major conversion and refurbishment project. Renamed Blue Dream Melody, the ship will cater to the Chinese market, offering cruises to Asia from domestic ports. While a specific timeline and deployment details have not been announced yet, the 1,270-guest ship is expected to start operating for its new owners sometime this summer. All right, guys, this is the one that I got excited about today, but not for the reasons that you're going to think. American Cruise Lines is introducing a new class of coastal ships in 2025 called the Patriot Class. According to the company's website, the new vessels are meticulously crafted for seamless navigation. I didn't say that. They did. Along the east coast of the United States, the cruise ships will be built at the Chesapeake Shipyard in Maryland and will have enhanced coastwide capabilities for smoother sailings, so said American Cruise Line. Some of the features of the vessels include traditional bows and slightly deeper drafts combined with Rolls-Royce stabilizers. This design allows for a comfortable cruising experience even in varying sea conditions. Each ship will be able to accommodate up to 125 guests in 56 suites, all of which have private balconies. Now, here's where I had a question from what the website shows. 100 guest cats, which are the new ship that we've got a couple of them that have actually sailed, and there's a bunch more on order from Maryland. All have one wheelchair accessible stateroom. Now, the deck plans on the new Patriot class didn't show, they showed some solo cabins or single cabins, but they did not show any wheelchair accessibility. So I said, well, we have to work on that. So this just then, a few minutes before I went on the air, I spoke with Alexa Fuyala, the manager of public relations at American Cruise Line this morning. And she said, and I quote, all American small ships and riverboats have accessible staterooms as well as singles available without single supplement, doubles or standards, and suite. All of our ships offer nearly 100% private balcony accommodations as well. Now, that's pretty cool. They do have an elevator on the Patriot class. I saw that. So I said, well, if they got one that's got a wide door, yeah, that would make for an accessible cabin, at least. Have to work, maybe work on the bathroom. But what I'm so excited about, folks, how many times have I tried to get a peep out of American Cruise Line over the last, 3 years? And haven't gotten a peep from them. I mean, I make no bones about the fact that I think they need somebody like me that's disabled to come on some of their ships and, you know, promote and broadcast the fact that they have accessible staterooms, even if it is just one per ship, and to show people what it's like if you're like me in a wheelchair to sail on one of their ships, the good things and the bad things. But so maybe this is a step in the right direction with American Cruise Line. I'm ecstatic about this. So at least we know that the cats and the Patriot class are going to be accessible. That's awesome. That's awesome news. All right, so I was really excited about that. And now I have a contact. Somebody that I can write to. And I say, hey, Alexa, let's talk. Just saying. I hope they're listening this morning because they know I was going to do a story about them. That would be awesome, too. All right, guys. The last story this morning, again, comes from MSC. That's a terrible picture. Comes from MSC because they announced the World America is scheduled to be named April 9th of 2025, and even evening festivities at MSC Cruise's new Port Miami terminal, which will be open by then. Invited guests will then sail on the ship to Ocean Key Marine Reserve for an overnight stay. She's sister to the 2022's MSC World Europa, the sister of the World of Europa, MSC World America, will be the first LNG-powered ship in the U.S. market. It's going to be just an awesome ship once it gets here. I can guarantee on that one, guys. I will also feature the first comedy club on MSC Cruises. So they're Americanizing it up a little bit. So that's pretty cool. All right, guys. That's going to end the news portion of today's show. Let's jump over and see if anybody's fussing at me in the chat room. Again, my apologies, folks. I had a horrible echo, and I don't know why, because I didn't do anything different today. So I got to see why I had an echo in my headset that I have not had recently. Now, the headset, I'm not using as a microphone. I'm using my big-ass microphone over here instead of the headset microphone, because that was the one that kept giving the static. All right, so I know Steve and Katie and Laura were all here, and Gary. Laura said no echo. There's Hot Air Tom. Hot Air Tom is back in Richmond, Virginia, at least for 24 hours or so. There's Gretchen. Maybe just a bit tinny sounding. Okay, that's good to know. And I might as well tell you what I'm thinking about doing. I sent Gretchen a message yesterday that I have a wild hair someplace that I can't mention on the air. You know, this eclipse coming up, the Cayuga National, whatever that thing is, it's right near where Gretchen lives in Ohio. Well, it's only about a 7.5 hour drive for me that maybe I need to take a day trip or two-day trip and go up there to someplace in that national park and witness and film the eclipse. I don't remember if I've been in a full solar eclipse before. I've been in a couple of partials, you know, where you had to do the pinhole thing on a piece of paper and you could look at it without getting blinded and, you know. But I've never been in a full one. My calendar is clear. I don't have any doctor's appointments that, you know, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. It's on Mondays. The eclipse gives me drive up halfway, stay someplace Monday night, go on in Tuesday. I don't even know what time the eclipse thing is. I think it's in the afternoon. Yeah, and then I'm sure I can find time to have, you know, maybe lunch or dinner or breakfast with, you know, Gretchen and Fred someplace up in that vicinity, since I'm going to be close. And then share all that stuff with you guys on the air, even if I have to do it from a McDonald's, because I know I can get a Wi-Fi in a McDonald's. I think they have a McDonald's in Ohio, don't they? I don't know if I have to take my passport or not. Do I have to take my passport to get to Ohio, Gretchen? All right. So anyway, that's in the works. It's not definite yet, but that's in the works. Kenneth says, hello, up in Pennsylvania. Hot Air says, Chili, I have tickets on the train in Portland, Maine. Looking forward to some fun with the travel guy. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that one too, Hot Air Tom. I like that. We're going to be maybe pushed to get back to the ship, depending on how far away from the ship we are. But that's okay. ADE says hello. Gretchen says, when, Tom? That's on our... the second half of our Boston to Quebec and Quebec back to Boston. We go into Portland coming back and take a little train thing. Laura says, yeah, it's cold in Ottawa. Also a few snowflakes. Don't like this cold. I'm ready for spring here in Virginia. 11:06 is the first day of spring. Was that 11:06 last night or 11:06 tonight? I might have said first day of spring too early, huh? Okay, that's possible. I don't pay that close attention to. I heard 11:06 tonight too someplace. So, that's the Optane premium dessert. Yes, it is. Or Sunny down in Mississippi. Hi, Sunny. Bob's with us. Good morning. 62 days till the lure of the sea. That's great, Bob. Todd's here. Morning, everybody. We'll be back to the cold here in Michigan. I'm trying hard to get a Michigan guest on the show, Bob. Emily's with us in New York. I am. Katie says, Bob Stumper, what dates are you on Allure? She's on June 3rd to the 7th. Emily says, it's a little cool today. Yeah, it's cool. High in the mid-40s, but we're going to hit 50, but that's about it. She says, hello, ladies, to a bunch of y'all. Lots of great news yesterday and today. Thanks, Todd. Gretchen says, maybe we need to have you here to an eclipse party. I'm working on it. Oh, well, that would be cool. I mean, I've been known to have a party. Sure. That'd be nice. I'm really serious about that. I'll work out something up there, Gretchen. Laura says, will you be receiving any pictures from the ships at sea who will be viewing the solar eclipse? Don't know yet. I have not found anybody that's going to be on the ones that are out there in the ocean specifically for it, but that's always a possible. 3:30 or thereabouts. That's what I thought it was in the afternoon. And it's like for 3 minutes and 48 seconds that it's going to be a complete blackout, I think. It's one of my daughter-in-law's birthday, so we may be partying anyway. That'd be great. I'll be happy to wish the daughter a birthday. Happy birthday. Ship departs at 8 p.m. The train station is at the end of the dock. Okay. And it's a 40-minute train ride, so we should be back by 6. Yeah. I didn't realize the train station was that close. Now that you said that, I remembered seeing that too. Eleven oh six tonight, early due to leap year. Gretchen says eclipse. Sounds like a great excuse for day drinking. Sweet, been known to do that on occasions, Gretchen. Now I don't usually do that very often. I do too. So. I talked to Elizabeth last night down in Mexico. She was at a restaurant, and she'd just gone in because the first restaurant she went to didn't have any red wine. She wanted rich. She was in a mood for red wine last night, Cabernet. Okay. So she went walking. You know, this isn't where she's lived before, so she's not totally familiar with everything there. So she went walking. She walked a pretty good ways down the Main Dragon, found this really nice Italian restaurant. She went in, and it was really quiet. So she sits down, she orders a glass of wine, and she ordered some kind of one of her vegan meals that she gets. And a family with a couple screaming kids came in and sat right next to her. She was fit to be dying. I said, well, hell, if the screaming kids will be here, I'm going to talk on my phone. I called her in the restaurant. We talked talked in the restaurant while she was sipping on wine, and I was actually sipping on Diet Coke. So anyway, Bob says May 20th to 24th for him. Okay. Gretchen, that's a terrific idea. So let's see if we can't make this happen. Because I can certainly, you know, I can get out of here Sunday, take some time and get back on Tuesday. Might have to change some hours on my show, but I'll get the shows on anyway. Chili and I will be in Boston 3 nights pre-cruise and 8 nights post-cruise. We have high-speed ferry trip to Provincetown booked. If anyone has ideas of what to do in Boston, please post. We might run those C2 batteries for a good test. Freedom Trail. Yeah, I've done quite a bit of the Freedom Trail up there. There's a lot of stuff in Boston. I love Boston. A lot to do. I wouldn't mind doing a couple of the art museums up there. They got a couple really good art museums, and that's something I don't do very often, but I'd like to start doing more of. So that's one thing. And there's all kinds of historical things to do. Cheers. I don't know if I can get in Cheers or not. I don't know if that's accessible, but you know, the real honest to God Cheers bar is there. So anyway, we'll have a good time out here. Don't worry. Guaranteed. So I'm working on doing that now. By the way, any of you that might be thinking about doing that, for the next 2 days, I think the free at sea is included in the price, folks, for 2 days. So save you a little bit of money and get all 4 of the benefits. So you might think about that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Unfortunately, tomorrow I have a dentist appointment, but it's in the afternoon. It's after the show. So, Science Museum looked interesting from last duck boat trip. You've been on a duck boat there. That's right. Were they accessible? I don't know. I've never done a duck boat. Even before I was in the chair. But man, I'm cool with any of that if they have some way of me getting the chair on them. I'll do anything. You know, pretty easy. All right. Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Dentist appointment tomorrow afternoon. Not looking forward to that. I hate dentists. But anyway, think about we still have some openings on the Alaska cruise. We've got, of course, plenty of openings on the Boston to Quebec and the Quebec back to Boston. And, folks, I'm telling you up front, these are not bargain cruises. I mean, that's the fall season with the you know, all the leaves and stuff going north into Canada. These are not cheap cruises. So don't expect a bargain. Just saying, so you'll know. All right. That's it for today, guys. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with some more silliness. Hopefully I can get rid of that echo so I can hear what I'm saying. All right, guys. As always, stay safe. Stay healthy. Think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon, we're all going to get together on some of these cruises. We got to. Have a good time. Hopefully, we might get together at Gretchen's pretty soon, too, for a party and an eclipse. I'm excited. And American Cruise Line, if you're still listening, we'll work something out. All right, guys. Have a great day. I'll see everybody back here tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Thumbs up, subscribe, all that business. Y'all have a great day. Later, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.